Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An ordinance was enacted at the most recent Kenai City Council meeting to provide supplemental funding in the amount of $100,000 for the Kenai Municipal Airport's sand storage facility project to cover the additionally requested construction administrative costs of approximately $133,000 to carry the project through completion anticipated for the end of the calendar year 2023. As council is aware, this project has experienced significant time delays. The original contract award to Orion Construction was in October 2020, and significant supply chain challenges became apparent with varying COVID-19 restrictions nationwide. Construction was able to restart this spring, with all materials now sourced and available. The concrete foundation was poured on June 14th, with structural steel on site with planned installation through July. The overall project is expected to be completed by October. Scott Curtin, the Public Works Director, stated in his memo to the council, "To get to this point, significant coordination with the contractor and the design team was required well beyond what a typical project would be under normal circumstances." Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank gave a brief overview of the ordinance.
The sand storage facility project on the airport is one of those projects that happened in probably, it got awarded about the height of COVID, and since then has experienced some significant delays in, you know, being able to secure and obtain a metal building structure. So what this ordinance does is it's providing additional CA service money to the engineers and architects that have been involved in that delayed and belabored process. The project is on track. The building, I believe, is even here, and you know, they've poured slab and things like that, but this will provide some supplemental funding. This project is 100% cost reimbursable by the FAA. It's likely the FAA is not going to participate in 100% of these costs. They have some stipulations about time delays and things like that we're still negotiating with the FAA on concurrence on the change orders, exactly how much they're going to reimburse. So this is supplemental funding is going to let us award the contract to keep the project on track, and we'll continue to work with the FAA to get as much reimbursed as we can under the grant program.
This project remains a priority for the airport, and the Kenai City Council will continue to be kept informed of the project's progress through the department's mid-month reports. Multiple people are injured and one man is dead following a two-vehicle collision at mile 103 of the New Seward Highway near Turnigan Armpit Barbecue on Monday, July 10th. Anchorage police responded to the accident just after 3 p.m., and initial indications are that the two motorhomes, one traveling south and one traveling north, collided head-on. The adult male driver of the motorhome traveling southbound and an adult female passenger were transported by medics with the Anchorage Fire Department to a local hospital, where the adult male was later declared deceased. The female passenger received treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. The motorhome traveling northbound had one adult female driver and one juvenile passenger transported by AFD medics to a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Two passengers in the motorhome traveling northbound only reported minor injuries. A former policy allowing residents to place reusable items in a designated part of Sterling's solid waste facility was reinstituted on July 5th at a ribbon-cutting ceremony led by Mayor Peter Michicki. The new system reinstates a tradition of leaving items that have some use left in them for friends and neighbors in Sterling. Mayor Michicki stated,
"That was a win-win for not only the residents of the Sterling area, but for every taxpayer within the Kenai Peninsula borough."
If the system works well, the mayor plans to expand the program to other solid waste sites in the borough. For more on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.